This is Indiana Public Radio News. Good morning, I'm Stan Sollers at 44 past the hour. Ball State is finishing its fourth week of the fall semester. Time flies, and the COVID-19 pandemic continues to soar. IU Health Ball Memorial Hospital has reported record numbers of COVID patients this week, occupying 104 of the facility's 250 beds. Meanwhile, just across the street, Ball State University's student population is more than 70% vaccinated, with no students currently in quarantine. Joining us to update the numbers and to celebrate the return of a successful alumnae is Ball State President Jeff Mearns. President Mearns, welcome back.
It's good to be with you, Stan. Good morning.
Good morning. I wanted to start out with this question. Does the Ball State masking mandate cover performances at Sursa Hall, Emmons Auditorium, and other venues?
Yes, it does. Our mask protocol applies to those indoor venues. And so specifically what that means is all members of the audience and the staff must wear a mask in those venues, irrespective of their vaccination status. And from personal experience, on Wednesday evening, I attended a presentation in Pruce Hall by Ashley Ford. It was well attended, included in what I think were probably 100 or more of our students. And everyone I observed was wearing a mask that evening.
Well, I've had people ask me, some with hands in the air, about college football games. Ours and pretty much everything else that we see on television. For instance, we've had that first home game with Western Illinois. I don't recall seeing too many masks there. I was not at the game, but saw television. Wouldn't it be a good example for Ball State to show to have fans at the football games wear masks, even though we're outdoors?
Well, our mask protocol, as it's written, applies at football games. And so when fans or staff are inside in an indoor aspect of the facility, at elevators or the suites, those things, then everyone is required to wear a mask irrespective of their vaccination status. When outside, what our protocols say is that a fully vaccinated person is not required to wear a mask, although, as you say, given the conditions in the community, it might be prudent to do so. Our protocol provides that people who aren't vaccinated when they're outside must wear a mask if they aren't able to distance themselves from other people. And our protocol is consistent with the CDC guidance.
Mm-hmm. Isn't there a way that we could bump that up, especially given current COVID spread conditions here in Delaware County for our own home games?
We could do that. There would nothing that would prohibit us from it. So the question is that a prudent and necessary restriction on people at the game?
What's your reaction to IU Health Ball Hospital being in crisis mode, as described by Hospital President Dr. Jeff Bird?
Well, it should be a significant concern, Stan. It should be a significant concern for all of us. I'm actually on the IU Ball Memorial Health Local Advisory Board, and we had a meeting yesterday morning. It is still in a crisis mode, but the data from the last few days at least suggests preliminarily that the number of hospitalized patients in that facility may have peaked a few days ago. Nevertheless, it's still at a very high level, and it's quite concerning. But as I said, I think it demonstrates the point that I shared with you a couple weeks ago, that we should be encouraging other major employers in East Central Indiana and other businesses to adopt our protocols, because what's happening on our campus is certainly not driving these numbers. Even though Ball State is the largest employer, and even though we have 14,000 students on our campus, our rate of infection has actually been declining over the last 2 weeks. So I'm concerned about it, but I hope others can follow our lead.
And we have 14,000 students on campus and another 6,000 that are commuters or taking classes online or in the graduate school. Is that correct?
That's correct. A total of 20,000 students approximately this year. Yeah, about 14,000, and the difference is online students.
Earlier this week, you put out in a campus email about the latest vaccination numbers for students, faculty, and staff. And what do we have right now? Have the numbers in terms of vaccinated people gone up?
They've remained relatively flat over the last couple of weeks. For all of that data is available on our website. With respect to full-time employees, about 85% of our full-time faculty are vaccinated, fully vaccinated, 87% of our professional staff. But what concerns me, Stan, is that only 40% of our service staff are fully vaccinated. And I'm concerned that these valued colleagues are putting themselves at risk presently. With respect to students, the numbers are better. With respect to all students who are taking at least one on-campus course, approximately 70% of those students are fully vaccinated. 75% of our students who are in one of our residence halls are fully vaccinated. And I just saw the statistics yesterday. We do not have a single student in the residence hall who is presently in isolation because they're infected, or even in quarantine because they're a close contact. So, as I say, I think our protocols presently are working pretty well.
We have about 30 seconds left. Tiara Thomas, one of our graduates in her early 30s, is coming home with a Grammy and with an Oscar for songs that she co-wrote. And tell us about her homecoming, if you will.
So we're looking forward to welcoming Tiara back to campus. She's an Indianapolis native. She TCOM graduate from 2012. I believe one of your students, and you're right.
Yes.
She won a Grammy this past year in March. In April, she won an Academy Award. And so she is coming to deliver a lecture, the Letterman Lecture, on Monday evening at 7 o'clock in Sursa Hall. It's free, but people need to get a ticket to be admitted to the venue, and everyone in the audience will be required to wear a mask. The event will also be live streamed at bsu.edu/live.
And we are very proud to welcome her back home. Outside of the awards, she's a fine young lady with some really excellent ideas and good teaching ideas as well. So we'll look forward to hearing what she has to say.
I am looking forward to it as well.
Well, President Jeff Mearns, thanks very much for your time again this week, and we'll look forward to seeing you next week.
You're welcome, Stan. Be well and be safe.
You as well. For IPR News, I'm Stan Sollers.